Join us for Girls Try Hockey Free on February 9th at Sharks Eye San Jose, where girls ages 4 through 9 can learn the basics of hockey in a fun, safe environment with our trained coaching staff, no experience necessary. With skates and equipment provided, this exciting event offers a perfect introduction to the sport while building confidence and fostering a love for hockey. For more information, email groupsales@sjsharks.com or visit sjsharks.com/girlstryhockey.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Well, good teams find a way to win, even when they don't have their A game. The Barracuda didn't necessarily have their A game, but they find a way tonight. They score a third period goal to tie it up at 3-3. And they ultimately win it by a final score of 4-3 in a shootout. Great way to start this 7-game homestand as the Cuda improved to 6-0 against the Coachella Valley Fire. It's hard to fathom, given the fact they had just one win against Coachella Valley in the two prior seasons of this Pacific Division rivalry. Nick Nolenberger, Drew Remenda, we welcome you back inside the broadcast booth. The Firebirds got a goal on the first shot of the game at 1:04. The Barracuda just a little bit out of sorts in the first, found their game a little in the second. There were moments in the third, I would say, but really just never quite had the game fully in their control. But hey, they don't ask how, they ask how many. They find a way in the shootout to win it by a final score of 4-3.
I look at it and I think, well, you know what? They stuck with it. They didn't quit on each other, didn't quit on the game. They were trying to work to find a way. Give full credit to Coachella Valley Firebirds. They played a very good hockey game. They were moving and they were skating and they were putting pressure on and they weren't giving the Barracuda a lot of time and space. Yeah, there's a couple of fortunate incidents that happened for the Barracuda in that game, but you make your own breaks in hockey. And they were able to find that way to tie the game. And then two close calls, both for Coachella and for the Barracuda in overtime. But I like what you're talking about, Nick. It's just good teams find a way. And this is a much better Barracuda team and a good team. And going up against another one, the Firebirds, who have been on a roll, as you were talking about earlier. So that's a big win, and you're right. Starting off the home stand it's important to get off on the right foot. But here's a great thing for a coach. You win the game, but I still get to get after the guys and got lots to work on still.
Well, I'm sure it lands a little bit better when you're coming off a win. The guys, they kind of absorb it a little bit better. You mentioned, and I think that was a great point, give full marks to Coachella Valley. This is a team that now has points in 10 of the last 12 games. There's a reason why they're in the spot they are, and what's incredible about it, they lost so many players, part of the team that got them to the Calder Cup final the last 2 years. Many of those big, big names are gone. Their captain, Max McCormick, wasn't in the lineup tonight, but they still really gave the Barracuda all they could handle. But let's recap this one. Just 1:04 into period number one on the game's first shot. Logan Morrison would make it goals in five straight. He's up now to 10 on the year. Leighton Road and Daniel Sprong would pick up the assist. So right off the bat, the Barracuda were behind the eight ball. Road over the line. He's been white hot for Coachella Valley. Early chance of the first shot of the game is in the back of the net as the Firebirds strike a minute and 4 seconds into this opening period as it's ripped home by Logan Morrison and the Barracuda are behind early. It wasn't a great start for the Barracuda. They would give up the first 4 shots of the period, and at one point, they'd give up 9 consecutive. But the first shot after that stretch, Andrew Podorowski, who we talked about quite a bit in our open, 4 points on Sunday, tied for first in the AHL in scoring. Puck right into his wheelhouse. He just pounded home, and in the blink of the eye, Barracuda didn't have much working, and they were all of a sudden tied. 12-18, the time of the goal for Podorowski, 17th of the year. Thomas Bordalo and Ethan Cardwell pick up the assists. 2 minute span in which they looked like they found their game, but Coachella Valley goes on to the power play, and they've been the much better team so far. Hard shot, Podorowski, and just like that, he hammers it home, and we're tied at 1-1. The ultimate equalizer is number 22.
Well, tell the play-by-play guy to stop talking so much. I talked right into that goal from Podorowski, but there just wasn't much to talk about before that point.
Exactly. I'm going to defend you on that one. There wasn't anything happening, and really it wasn't that great of a play, but it was good job by by Bortolo, who was able to help out on an entry that was in pretty much quashed. And then Podorowski was just in the setup mode. It was a great pass on the backhand by Bortolo, but there wasn't anything going on. It was all the Coachella Valley Firebirds until that goal.
Yeah, a big goal for the Barracuda because you go into the intermission tied at 1-1 despite the fact he got outshot 16-10 and really didn't have much to talk about in the opening period. But Bortolo sets Podorowski up on the goal, and I felt like Bortolo's absence in the two games in Abbotsford were certainly felt. He's playing the best hockey we've seen all season long. He's picking up a lot of points. I like how engaged he is as well, and he's starting to understand that there's so much, obviously, that needs to happen away from the puck, and if he wants to get to where he wants to be, and that's the National Hockey League, he's got to continue to refine that part of his game, and I think he's taken just huge steps over the last month or so.
Yeah, you summed it up perfectly. He was around the puck. He was supporting. He was moving. He was one of those guys that I really liked the way his game was, and the more he plays, the better he is.
Well, in the second period, tied at 1-1, the Barracuda would take a minor, leading to a power play. Then Coachella Valley would take a minor, leading to 4-on-4 play. It was kind of a back and forth. It was a 4-on-3, then a 5-on-4, and at one point in between, it was 4-on-4, and during that point, Jimmy Schultz, who had not scored in 21 straight games, would pick a nice point to get on the board against his former club. A little bit of a fortuitous bounce as it bounced its way in, but nonetheless, it counts, and for Jimmy Schultz's third of the year from Colin White and Ethan Frisch, in the second period at 9:40, had the Barracuda up for the first time in the game. He was calling for it back to Brouillard. Hammers on net, thrown against the grain, and it drifted through everybody. Out of the box is Robbins. A seam pass attempt picked off by Jimmy Schultz, and the Barracuda will skate it back to center. Colin White over the line for Schultz. Back for White. It bounces in. They score! A friendly carom of the Farmer Firebird. Jimmy Schultz has a goal, and the Barracuda lead it 2-1. So for the first time in the game, the Barracuda had a lead. It was a 2-1 score at the time. But unfortunately, penalties seemed to be an issue in that second period. The Barracuda would take quite a few of them. And on Coachella Valley's fourth power play of the night, they would make San Jose pay. Yanni Newman parked as the flank one-time guy, if you will, the Ovechkin spot, but on the opposite side of the ice, would fire one home on the power play to level the score up at 2-2 for Newman, his team-leading 16th of the year. Back over the line, it's carried by Morrison. Up high to the point. Now near side, one-timer,
wow,
they score!
Wow, what a shot.
Yanni Newman on the near side, pounds it past Arundel, and we're tied at 2-2. It's a power play goal for the Firebirds. So the Firebirds tied up, and they didn't wait long to take their lead back. In fact, 26 seconds later, they would score. Max Lajoie, seeing eye wrister from the point, would beat Dell, and the Firebirds were back up by a goal. Power play of the game, their third of this second period to level the score. Now here comes Coachella Valley once again. McKinnon's bid turned aside by Dell. Henman up to the point. Slung on net, and they score. A seeing eye wrister from the left side beats Dell, and all of a sudden the Firebirds have their lead back as it's ripped upstairs by Lajoie. Yeah, so Coachella Valley in 26 seconds had a 3-2 lead, and in the blink of the eye, the Barracuda were back behind in the hockey game.
And then after that, for a long period of time, it was all Coachella Valley. The Barracuda just could not get back going, couldn't get going in the right direction or with having any consistency in shift to shift.
Yeah, no question. And that carried over, as you mentioned, Drew, into the third. At one point through the first 4 or 5 minutes of the third period, Barracuda couldn't get it past the red line.
Nope.
It was pretty much all played in the defensive zone. Fortunately, they wouldn't give up a goal, and they weathered that storm. They kind of found their game, started to build some momentum as the period continued. And just as Lajoie had scored on a seeing eye shot from the point, Jack Thompson would do the same, this time from the midpoint, and it would find its way through, and we were all tied at 3-3. Here's a chance for the Cuda. Sprong really laboring, and it's essentially a 5-on-4 here. Cool shot, fanned on it. Sprong stays in the ice, but he is hurting. There's a shot from well out Jack Thompson. It got through. They score. A seeing eye wrister from the midpoint from Jack Thompson. He's got his first goal of the season with the Barracuda, and we are all tied up at 3-3. Well, what's the easiest way to beat a goaltender, especially at this level? Don't allow him to see the puck.
Exactly.
And the Barracuda did a good job of parking their way in front of Stenska. A seeing eye shot from Jack Thompson, and we were all tied up at 3-3. That would be the final goal of regulation, so we would go to overtime, and there were two glorious chances on each end. In fact, Lucas Carlson had a wide-open net in overtime that he healed the shot, couldn't score. Puck went back the other way. Firebirds had a chance. There were really more chances than just that at one point. Coachella Valley had a 2-on-1 working up the ice and could not cash in, so we would go to a shootout. And in the shootout, the Barracuda would find a way with a couple of goals and a couple of saves to pick up a 4-3 come-from-behind victory. First it was Gushton, then it was Lucas Carlson, and then it was Arundel making the save to pick up his first win of the year. Not Stezka shoots and scores. Beat him blocker side. And the Barracuda score in the top of round one. So Lucas Carlson will get an opportunity now for the Barracuda. He's 0-for-1 in shootouts this season. Carlson will work his way in on net. Forehand, oh, what a move by Lucas Carlson. Backhand forehand tucks it home. And a save here from Arundel, and the Barracuda will win this one in a shootout. That was silky. So Brandon Biro will now be the shooter. Dell, if he can make a save, Barracuda win. Biro 1-for-2 on the year, works in on the backhand, and Arundel comes up with a stop, and the Barracuda win this one in a shootout and improved to 6-0 against the Firebirds on the year. Dell's got his first win of the season. With the win, the Barracuda improved to 3-2 in shootouts, 2-0 against the Firebirds, who are now 0-5 in shootouts this season. The Barracuda improved to 21-13-1-2, up to 45 points. They snapped their three-game skid. Coachella Valley, their record now falls to 21-13-1-5 on the year. The Barracuda are now 3 points within the Firebirds for the top spot, the second spot rather, in the division. It is a cluster of teams between Colorado, Ontario, San Jose, Coachella Valley, even Abbotsford in the mix. Tucson has the seventh-seeded team. They're not too far out of the conversation either. So points are becoming of the premium.
Yes.
We're past the halfway point of the year. It's going to be really a dogfight until the finish in the Pacific Division. You've got to find ways to win games, especially on home ice, and the Barracuda get it done here tonight.
Yep, it's the perfect way to put it, but you're right. Points are what matters right now. You also get to the point where you want to see, and John McCarthy talked to it before the game, you want to see the team start to learn from their mistakes, learn that the details matter, and start refining their game. Hopefully, you get a day before you start to get, maybe get a day before you play Toronto, and then you got to go to work, or a couple days, just say before you play Toronto, and then you got to go to work and make sure you have the details in your game, because that's going to be a tough one as well.
Yeah, it will be. Barracuda have two practice days before they take on the Marlies for a back-to-back split, a two-game set with the Marlies earlier this year. First trip all time for Toronto to TechCU Arena. We'll have pregame coverage beginning on Saturday at 1:30, so an early start with the back-to-back. Sharks are also in action on Saturday as they take on the defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. Final shots tonight, 33-31 in favor of the road team Firebirds. Barracuda go 0-for-4 on the power play. Coachella Valley 1-for-5. Let's go over our three stars. The number three star is Jack Thompson, his first of the year in a Cuda sweater. Has two in the NHL this year, but his first this season in the American Hockey League. He tied it up in the third period, had a +1 rating, 3 shots on net. He is the number three star. Colin White, 2 assists, big part of the victory this evening. A +1 rating for Colin White. He's the number two star. And the number one star, Lucas Carlson, a beautiful finish in the shootout. He gets the winner in the shootout, and the Barracuda win this one by a final score of 4-3. Arundel's first win of the year for Alex Stezka, still winless against the Cuda this year. Barracuda are now 6-0 against Coachella Valley. So Drew's back on the air tomorrow.
Yep.
The rematch against Nashville.
Yep.
Find a way to get it done. Sharks kicking it off a homestand. And then you're back with me on Sunday for the second game of back-to-back.
Unless I can pull a doubleheader on Saturday. But I get yelled at when I do that, and so maybe not, but we'll see.
They've got to protect the golden pipes.
Oh, yeah, because they're so lovely.
A very heavy load.
Because I'm getting old, and I can't work as hard as I used to.
That is not true. That is not true. But always fun having Drew, of course, on the broadcast, providing so much insight and detail. A lot of fun partnering.
These are fun games. No matter what, they are entertaining games, without a doubt. I love coming and doing these games.
Yeah, sometimes the chaos provides even that extra element. But fun one tonight. Barracuda find a way. Again, didn't have their A game, but nonetheless, they get 2 points, and they beat the Coachella Valley Firebirds on home ice to start off this seven-game homestand. Final score, Barracuda 4, Firebirds 3 in a shootout. Again, we're on the air starting at 1:30 on Saturday afternoon as the Barracuda take on the Toronto Marlies. That does it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in, whether they listened on the Sharks Audio Network or watched on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. We certainly do appreciate it, and we hope you join us again on Saturday. For Drew Amend, I'm Nick Nolenberger, saying good night and reminding you one last time, tonight's final score, Barracuda 4, Firebirds 3 in a shootout. Until Saturday, good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. This broadcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.